There's a fascinating Rashi tucked away in today's daf. And really, it's related to something that Be'ezus Hashem we've spoken about so many times over the years. Ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. And I think it's kedai to focus on this a little bit. So in the middle of the whole machlokes from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara shteltzu a Mishnah in Bava Basra. The case of the Mishnah was rather obscure, very much not our sugya. But the case was where there was a house that fell on a person and his mother. And there was a shayla who died first. Did the child, this person, die first? Or did the mother die first? And it had a nafkamina in terms of the Seder Nachlois. Yershia ben oimrim ha'em meis rishayna. Yershia ha'em oimrim ha'ben meis rishayna. Now, ordinarily, in all these cases of Nachlois, where there's a suffix of how it plays itself out, in the end of Bava Basra and Yesh Loichlin and Mishameis, over there it's Mavur, there was a Machloikis Beisham and Beisil. Beishamai says Yachloiku, Beisil says Nechasim Becheskasim. But what we need is, Om Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Moidani Bezu, I'm Moid in this case, Shah Nechasim Becheskasim. Now you want to know what you do with the Nechasim? You leave them by its Chazaka. Zok Tehil Gerashi, Om Rabbi Akiva, Moidani Bezu, Afal Pishani Mishal Beisham. Even though, says Rabbi Akiva, I come from Beis Shammai, va'oimer b'shanan afilus yachloiku, and I hold by all the filus talachas yachloiku, bezuani moedel beis hillel, shanachasim becheskasim, over here I'm moedel to beis hillel, that the nachasim remain where they are, and Rashi says that if you want to know who is the muchzik, because it's not even clear, ayin bava basra, it's a machloikis amayram, v'hasim afarish time. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Akiva's words of moedani bozeh, that talochish anachasim becheskasim have a very rich context. And that is, even though I'm from Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai holds, Beshar hanafilis yachloikis, bezu, in this case, I'm moedet to Beis Hillel, that talochish is going to be anachasim becheskasim. If you look at the top Toisvis on the Yomid, Dibra Maschel, moedani bezeh, Toisvis says as follows, Afel gaf to come a moedani, even though Rabbi Akiva said moedani, lav mishum de lahavim mitamid de Beis Shammai. Don't think that what Rabbi Akiva is saying is that even though I'm mitamid de Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai shita is, that in all these situations, yachloiku, he's not saying that even though I'm really from Beis Shammai, so really my shita should be yachloiku, but over here it's not going to be yachloiku. How do I know that, says Toisvis? The parakam of the Yavamis, because in the first parakam of Masechtes Yavamis, Bitzaras Abbas, in the sugya of Tzaras Erva, the first sugya of Masechtes Yavamis, Sava b'Beis Hillel. Over there, Rabbi Akiva held like Beis Hillel. So you see that Rabbi Akiva was not from the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, but rather he was from the Talmidim of Beis Hillel. So if that's the case, what then did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said Moedani Bozeh? Moedani Bozeh sounds like, even though I hold like Beis Shammai, I'm from that world. So Toisus is matchik. He says, Ela agav de shono le'il, elu ve'elu moedim, tanahacha moedani, meaning moedani sounds like I'm from this camp. However, as it relates to this halacha, I'm coming around. It's really not what it means. And the word moedani is misleading and shouldn't have been the right word. Poetic symmetry, that's why Rabbi Akiva uses that word. But Avada says, Toisvis, don't think for one second that Rabbi Akiva is mitamide Beis Shammai. At first glance, if you think about it for a little bit, it sounds like maybe there's a machloikis Rashi and Toisvis here, whether Rabbi Akiva was mitamide Beis Shammai or mitamide Beis Hillel. Toisvis says beforeish, Afal gaf to come a moedani, lab nishum de lahavi mitamide Beis Shammai. So Toisvis lahoitse mi liban says, don't learn the Gemara that way. What does moedani mean? It means what it means. Rashi didn't say that. In fact, Rashi says, Afal pishani mishal Beis Shammai, even though I'm from Beis Shammai, stating that over here I'm going to be moedani. And it almost sounds like lefum riyata that Rashi is saying that Rabbi Akiva was mitamide Beis Shammai. The truth is, there's a sefer, it's called Halichos Olam. Sefer Halichos Olam was written by Rabbi Yeshua ben Yosef Halevi. He was from the Megarshei Sfarad, and he wrote one of the most important Sfarim in the world of Klali Apsak. How important? There were two commentaries that were written on the work Halichos Olam. One was written by Rabbi Shlomo Algazi, it's called Yavin Shmua, and the other one was written by Moran Rabbi Yosef Cairo, as in the Mechaber, as in the Beis Yosef, and it's called Klali HaGemar. So Rabbi Yosef Cairo and Rabbi Shlomo Algazi, they wrote a pirish on the Sefer Halichos Olam that was written by Rabbi Yeshua ben Yosef Halevi. At the end of the Beis Yosef's pirish that he wrote on the Sefer Halichos Olam, he has Klolei HaGemara HaNoisofen. He has like a whole list of additional klolim that you have to know. In Klal Tough pay, 480. It's two lines. Beperika mafkid, bava mitzia lamed zayin amad beis, nechleku rashi v'toisnis, dibra maschol moidani. Rabbi Akiva, as it relates to the great Tanna Rabbi Akiva, im hoya mitalmide beis shamay, oy mitalmide beis sol. So the Beis Yosef understood that shteita in their gemara, that is a machloikis, rashi and toisvis, whether Rabbi Akiva was mitalmide beis hillel, or whether he was talmide beis shamay. Toisvis holds he was mitalmide beis hillel, whereas Rashi holds he was mitalmide beis shamay. And the truth is, if you think about it for a second, it's a pli atzuma. How could it be, with everything that we know, that Rabbi Akiva was a talmid of beis shamay? Let's do a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic. We know that Rabbi Eliezer was shamuti. What does that mean? That we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. And there's a big machlokes rishonim what Rabbi Eliezer shamuti means. Meaning, why is it that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? Under rishonim say, it's based on the Gemara that we're going to learn in a few weeks. It's Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach Staff. It's Mamish coming up. Where the Gemara says, because of the story of the Tanner Achnoi, that Rabbi Akiva was put in, Rabbi Eliezer was put into Cherem, and because he was put into Cherem, so therefore his halacha is Ke'ilah were put into Cherem as well, and we're never passing like Rabbi Eliezer. But other Rishonim quote a Yerushalmi that says that Shamuti is not Miloshin Shamta, it's not Miloshin Cherem, it's Miloshin Shammai. He was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and because we never passing like Beis Shammai, therefore Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti. So Luchur, if you think about it, we never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because he's shamuti. What does it mean? He's shamuti. He's mitami de beshamai. If Rabbi Akiva is mitami de beshamai, then we should never paskin like Rabbi Akiva either. Do we never paskin like Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says in Erev in Memvav, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi. We always paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So if Rabbi Akiva is mitami de beshamai, how is it possible halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi? It should be Rabbi Akiva shamuti. That's the first kasha. The second kasha is, we know Stam Mishnah is Rameyer, but it's Stam Mishnah is Rameyer Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva sometimes is referred to in Shas as Rabbi Akiva Stimta. And the reason is because all his Talmidim were the Stams. Most notably, Stam Mishnah was Stamid Rameyer. In other words, when you learn a Mishnah, there's a very, very, very good chance, and really, it's the way it is on till proven otherwise, that the Mishnah is Ali Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva is Mebe Shammai, that would mean Stam Mishnah's Be Shammai, which is completely untenable. Befrat, we know Chazal say, Be Shammai, Be Mokim, Be Silil ain't a Mishnah. That's a pun. But the point is, it's not possible that Stam Mishnah should be Ali Rabbi Shammai. So, Boshit, you can't even hear it. How can it be that Rabbi Akiva is mi Beis Shammai? Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. We know that halacha is never like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer was mi tamid Beis Shammai, was shamuti. And Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and Beis Shammai, Makan Beis Silo, ain't a Mishni. Now the truth is, where would it even come from? Like, what would be the Havamina? Ben Benoit Shal Havamina, the Rabbi Akiva Shami from the Talmidim of Shammai. It's Pasha. The Havamina would be, because we know Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Eliezer. Right, he was his Rabbi Muvik. Rabbi Akiva learned Rabbi Eliezer. He learned Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says in Chagiga that he was Meshamish Nochem Ish Gamzu for 22 years. That's where he learned Kol Ma'adavid Rachman Olatavavid. That's also where he learned to be Dairish Kol Essen Shevet Torah, the Gemara says. But either way, Rabbi Akiva's Iker Talmud, his Iker Rebbe, his primary Rebbe, is Rabbi Muvik, as in the Mishnah of Avedis Rabbi, Avedis Aviv, was without question Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was Mitami de Beishamai. So that's for sure where the Havamina comes from. Rabbi Akiva's learning in the yeshiva, he's literally being nistoifef betziloi. He's drinking the words of Rabbi Eliezer, but some, I understand that, but at the end of the day, it's so tzarchi and gadol that it's mamish mitzvah liyashiv. The truth is, there's a beautiful maramakim. It's not even tucked away. This is usually where we say tucked away, but it's not. It's right here. It's alatar. It's in the Tosfos HaRosh on this gemara. I think it's kedai to read the words of the Tosfos HaRosh in inside, because Imamish reads like a haintega achrin, and it's everything that we just said. And some. Moedani bozeh, shanichasim becheskasim. Pirush Rashi, afal pishani mitamid beishamai, Rabbi Kiva talking, even though I'm from the Tamid of beishamai, v'oimrani and I hold b'shar nefilois yachloiku, b'zu ani moedah v'chulo. Zokt the Tosfos HaRosh. V'yev shaloimrkei. You can't say what Rashi said. Meaning, the Tosfos HaRosh understood Rashi, the way Rabbi Yosef Cairo understood Rashi. And that is, he's saying, I'm from Talmidim of Bishamai. But Sneza Tais and Rosh, he can't say that. Why? The Kaimel on Halachak Rebbe Kivim Mechavera. Because we paskin Halachak Rebbe Kivim Mechavera. Vim Hoya mi Talmidim Bishamai, lo Yhoya Halachak Kemoisoi. The Halacha wouldn't be like him. Ki Heichi Damrina, Rebbe Liez and Shamuti. Just like we say, Rebbe Liez and Shamuti, the Ein Halachak Kemoisoi, and the Halach is never like him. Umefarish Birushalmi, Shamuti, Shahoya mi Talmidim Bishamai. Says the Tosfos Rosh Vayitavafak after Rabbi Akiva Hoyim Mitalmidei Rabbi Eliezer. And even though I understand where Rashi is coming from, he's coming from the fact that Rabbi Akiva is a Talmid Rabbi Eliezer. And if Rabbi Eliezer is Beis Shammai, so okay, yes, how is he not Beis Shammai? But you should know, Gam Hoyim Mitalmidei Rabbi Yeshua. Shahim Mitalmidei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva also went for Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua was from Beis Hillel. And by the way, says the Tosfos Rosh, Rabbi Eliezer Atzmoi, Hayim Mitalmidei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer himself was also from the Talmidim of Beis Hillel. How do I know that? The Chashalei B'Masechtas Avos Badi Chamisha Talmidim Shahim Rabbi Yechem Etzakeh. Because the mission, the second paragraph, Pirkei Avos says, Chamisha Talmidim Hayim Rabbi Yechem Etzakeh. And one of them was Rabbi Lezer Ben Hurkinus, who was the Golos of Akulon. So it's a Machoikis, Abishol, and the Tanakama. Was it Rabbi Lezer Ben Aruch of Rabbi Lozab ben Aruch fame, or wasn't Rabbi Eliezer Agolda? But either way, the Tanya b'soy Perek Hayoshon. So we know Rabbi Eliezer Agolda was a Talmid Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai. And we know from the end of Perek Hayoshon, that's the second Perek in the Sechta Sukkah, Shmoinim Talmidim Hoyloi the Hillel HaZokin. That Hillel HaZokin had 80 Talmidim. Katan Shebekulon was Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai. Golda Shebekulon was Yenisim and Azil, right? The Rebbe, the Kotzke Rebbe's Vart. But the bottom line is that Katan Shebekulon was Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai. So you see that what? You see that Rabbi Eliezer himself, who Shamuti, was Mekabel from his Groyser Rebbe, Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai, who was the Katan Shebekulon of Hillel. So there's a connection between Rabbi Eliezer himself and Hillel. In other words, Taisa Rosh is saying, I get where this Rashi is coming from. I get the Havamina ben Benoy shall Havamina. It's the fact that Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud Rabbi Eliezer who's Shamuti, but Shtei Tshuva is Bedavar. Number one, he's also a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua who's Beis Hillel. And even Rabbi Eliezer has a Shaychis. Where's his Shaychis? His Shaychis is Dorech Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, who's a Talmud of Hillel. By the way, Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai also learned by Shammai. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos regarding Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai Kibel Mehil Mishammai. It sounds like he also learned from Shammai. But it's not a kasha. The point that the Tosfos Rosh is trying to say is that there's a shaychus, there's a linkage between Rabbi Eliezer and Hillel through his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Either way, says the Tosfos Rosh, so if that's the case, v'hadar min Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, so why is Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti? Meaning, if Rabbi Eliezer learned by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who learned by Hillel, so why is he Shamuti? Shayonoi tachet v'shamei b'chol devarim. It's based on the fact that this is what he used to do. And being that this is what he used to do, that's why he's Shamuti. If you remember, we spoke at many times over the years that Chassam Sofer in many places says, and he says something that the Chassam Sofer doesn't usually say, and that is, I heard something and I can't remember where I heard it. That's his lashon. I heard something, I can't remember where I heard it. Where the Chassam Sofer says that when Rabbi Eliezer said in Sukkah Chav Ches Amar Aleph, Me'olam lo yamarti dover, Shaloi shamati me'raboisai, what he means is from my Rebbe's of Shammai. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer became Shamuti. But says the Tosfos Rosh, but in the gay Rabbi Akiva, you don't find that he always wanted to be Shammai. And he brings the same Gemara that Tosfos brings in the end of the first parak of Yevamos, that you find Mefurish, that he didn't pass in that way. He goes weiter, and he says, not just that, you find that Stam Mishnah is Rameir. V'kulu alibo the Rabbi Akiva. And if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva was from Beis Shammai, imkein have a kulu the loike hilchasa. It would emerge that all these Mishnayos are the loike hilchasa, the Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. We even machaven to the pot. But the bottom line is, it's all Mefurish in this Tosfos Rosh. Tosfos Rosh says klar that it can't be. It's so untenable to me. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva is from Beis Shammai, then number one, how do you make sense of Halacha Rabbi Akiva where Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti? And number two, Stam Mishnah is Rameh. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. It's going to come out all the Stam Mishnah. It's not Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai b'makom Yisrael ain't a Mishnah. Zog Tosfos Rosh. So what then did Rabbi Akiva mean in our sugya? What did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said Moidna Anish Anachasim Beches Gosan? V'nir lefarish b'tadavka b'hachta hocha hu desfir le Rabbi Akiva b'Beis Shammai. Meaning, Avadi is saying that I hold like Beis Shammai, but not that I'm from Beis Shammai. You're going to literally create the whole personality, Rabbi Akiva, based on what? Based on this one line he meant in this sugya. Inami, he says what Tosfos says. Maidani is poetic symmetry. But to go as Noivite from Rashi, that much already he's not going to do. The bottom line is, the Tosfos Rosh understood Rashi, the way the Beis Yosef understood Rashi, and that is in our sugya tucked away, there's a machloikis, whether the great Rabbi Akiva was from the Talmidim of Shammai, or whether he was from the Talmidim of Hillel. Rashi Shita is, he's mi Talmidei Beis Shammai. Come again? Yeah, maskim. But he's mi Talmidei Beis Shammai, tzorich in gozo. But Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh, they both say not that way. I'll just tell you one interesting thing, and that is the Chidah. In his Sefer Ayin Zoicher, so the Chidah wrote many Svarim that go on the Seder of Aleph Beis, Ayin Zoicher, Midbar Kedemos, Yar Oizen. In his Ayin Zoicher, it's a Mareches Hay. It's Sif Katan Mem Vav, so it's going on all the Hays. And this Hay is Halacha Krabi Kiva Mechaveri. He has a whole Arichas, and he brings this Rashi, and he brings the Tosfos Rosh, and he says that the Tosfos Rosh bothers me. He says, why? Because this is all coming from a diktuk in Rashi. What did Rashi say? Afal pisha ni mishel beishamai. Says the Chidah. You heard Rashi say that Rabbi Kiva is mitalmid beishamai? Says, I didn't hear him say it. Now he says, if you look at what the Tosfos Rosh says when he quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, afal pisha ni mitalmid beishamai. That word said the Chidah, I don't have in my Rashi. Maybe Tosfos Rosh had that in his Rashi. But we don't have it in our Rashi. And he says, based on the girsa that the Chidah is, you know, a few hundred years later, says he sees in all his ksavim. He says, I never saw such a Rashi. Right? The Chidah had an incredible memory, ki yadua. He was an ayin zoicher, shaneima. He remembered everything. And the Chidah says, I don't know, I visited libraries and I reviewed manuscripts and different texts. I never saw such a text. Tosfos Rosh had it. So if it says, Mitalmide Beishamai and Ochinabi, but he says, as far as I'm concerned, I don't see Mitalmide Beishamai. And because I don't see Mitalmide Beishamai, I'm really not 100% sure what to make of this, but I'll kapanim. It's a Tosfos Rosh. It's a Beis Yosef. It's also Tzorichi and Gadol that there is such a Shitas Rashi. It's tucked away in Perek HaMafke that holds that Rabbi Akiva was Metamide Beishamai.